This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And are you ready for some high school football playoffs?
Well, you better get ready because it's here.
Now that is, we're going to start with that. We'll get to the Tyson fight. Don't worry. There's plenty to unpack there.
We're all going to die anyway. Who cares?
Let's start with that high school football. Took a while, but it is finally starting to feel like football weather. And things actually got underway last night with a handful of games at the 6A level. Hebron beat Prosper Rock Hill 48-16. DeSoto beat a school out of Killeen 63-6. 5A, Denton Ryan beat Fort Worth Paschal 77-14. And Frisco Lone Star smoked W.T. White 59-7. See, the first round or two, this is
where some of these are mismatches.
You get teams in there that really
probably don't deserve to be in there.
Don't have any business being in there. And they get wiped out. And probably going to see some more of that tonight and this weekend. Most of the bi-district games around the area are going to be tonight. We are going to be played tonight, that is. We are joined right now by Greg Tepper. Greg is the managing editor of Dave Campbell's Texas Football. It's basically the Bible of Texas high school football. Greg, good morning.
Good morning. Happy holidays, guys, at Texas High School Football.
Absolutely,
playoff.
I agree.
It's a lot to be happy about. So let's start at the top. Let's start at the 6A level. You got Duncanville and DeSoto, both playing for a three-peat. Anyone out there going to slow these guys down?
I think there are some opportunities for them to really be challenged this year. Obviously, they've been rolling. South Dallas has had a stranglehold on 6A the last couple of years. But there are some challenges, I think, especially from the Houston area, that could be problematic for these two ball clubs. You know, for Duncanville in 6A Division I, they could see, some teams down the stretch that could give them trouble. Of course, an old rival like Galena Park North Shore in a state championship game. But I also think a resurgent North Crowley team could be a team to watch that they may face in a state semifinal. The DeSoto side is much more interesting. I think that they could see a team like Willis in the third round of the playoffs. It's an undefeated team from the greater Houston area who is looking every bit the part of a state championship contender. Southlake Carroll could loom in a state semifinal. And then if they're to make it back to a state championship game, they could see a team, perhaps like Humble Summer Creek that they beat in the state championship game last year, or a team from San Antonio like Cibolo Steel, all of whom I think have great shots to knock off the Eagles. And so while I do think that DeSoto and Duncanville enter the playoffs as favorites to three-peat, certainly it's not going to be any cakewalk.
All right, it's not a three-peat, but South Oak Cliff here, they're trying to get back into the thing. What are their chances here of taking home a state title?
I think they look great. They look great. They won last night to advance to the second round of the playoffs, and they are looking very good. You know, they're hard to get a read sometimes because they play a brutal, brutal non-district schedule. Play teams like Duncanville and DeSoto and Galena Park North Shore in non-district play. But then they get into district play, and they're just kind of a lot better than all the other DISD teams in their weight class. But what's interesting is that they could see, potentially, the team they played in the state championship game the last 2 years, Port Nature's Grove, the defending state champs, in the fourth round of the playoffs because of UIL realignment. The UIL swung them from the right side of the bracket to the left side of the bracket. The way I would compare that is, like, imagine if the Cowboys moved to the AFC. It's a big, big change for them. But South Oak Cliff looks very good. They've been rolling. And, of course, Jason Todd and his staff are some of the best in Texas high school football. I expect that they will be playing past Thanksgiving.
And I want to give some props to the boys from Aledo. This is just remarkable. They're They're a favorite again. They've won 11 titles in the last 15 years. Put that into context.
They're the Texas high school football program of record, plain and simple. There's 1,500 Texas high school football teams across the state. If you were to ask me who is the number one program in the state, the answer is Aledo, plain and simple. They've been dominant. They have the most state championships in Texas high school football history. They are the team to beat once again in 5A Division I. And what's amazing is that they've done this with three different coaches, with Tim Buchanan, with Steve Woods, and now, Steve Wood, and now with Robbie Jones. They just keep on churning. And I'll tell you that the culture that they have built out there in Parker County is just remarkable. The other thing about them, what really impresses me about them, is that they have now such a reputation that I think they walk off the bus and they're up 14 points. You know what I mean? For a lot of teams.
Yeah.
You're going up against Aledo. I mean, they have won 126 consecutive district games. Think about that. They have not lost a district game since 2007.
God.
It is absolutely remarkable what they've put together.
126, that's unbelievable. I got to ask you this. We just got a minute here, Greg, but Texas high school football, you mentioned how many teams there are in the state. There are some great nicknames out there, some great team nicknames.
Uh-huh.
What are your favorites?
Oh, boy, that's a tough question. I'm going to offend some people by leaving them out. But I'll tell you, I love the Roscoe Plowboys. That makes me very happy.
Plowboys.
I love the Roscoe Plowboys. I went to a game earlier this week, this season, this is true, between the Winters Blizzards and the Frost Polar Bears, and they're calling it the Ice Bowl. That's just spectacular. Of course, you go to Itasca, you find the Wampus Cats. You go to San Saba and find the Armadillos. Everywhere you look, it's really
Wampus
fantastic.
Cats. I like that one.
The Wampus Cats are fantastic. And so, yeah, everywhere you look, you get great mascots. And by the way, in our neck of the woods too, Grandview is the Zebras, and nothing's more dangerous than a zebra.
I'd like to see Grandview go down to Hutto and play the Hippos.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can have an all zoo mascot.
Zebras and the Hippos. Greg, thank you so much. It's a lot of fun. It's going to be a great, great playoff season coming up. High school football in Texas. Playoffs are underway. Greg Tepper, managing editor of Dave Campbell's Texas Football. And
I don't know how he does it. I mean, he was able to just ring off those schools and knew all the stats.
You told me before we went on with him.
He's legit.
If he doesn't know the answer, you don't need to know it.
That's right. And for him to say Aledo was the school of record.
The gold standard.
In the state of Texas. That's pretty impressive.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.